都是敬拜的聚会，所以现在我要开始讲道了。
And so today, hopefully, it will be extra special.
希望我们今天的讲道会带来不同。
Something I wanted to say for a long time.
这是我很久以来一直想说的。
Are you ready?
大家都准备好了
吗？ I hope you are not offended today.
我希望大家今天听了我的讲道，不要被冒犯。
I think this morning I've already offended a lot of Cantonese people.
可能今天早上我跟广东坛的弟兄姊妹分享，可能已经冒犯到他们当中其中的一些人。
The rest of the church.
我希望我不会冒犯到教会其他的弟兄姊妹们。
So next week, hopefully, we'll still see people here.
希望下周的大家都还会继续来我们当中跟我们聚会。
Sometimes truth is quite brutal.
很多时候呢，真的是真实真相呢，很难，可能很难接受。
We're not into the business of giving.You know, bubble-wrapped Christianity.
我们不支持好像一个跟你泡沫式的、很粉饰的那种基督教。
Because this bubble-wrapped Christianity doesn't work.
因为我们知道这种外面粉饰的很好的这种信仰并不是行得通的。
Sooner or later, the devil will come and pop you.
因为迟早魔鬼就是要把一切的你的梦幻都会破灭。
And then the reality will be very hard.
然后当你面对这个真相的时候，就会很痛苦。
Today I want to talk to you about facing your fears.
今天我跟大家分享的主题是要面对你的恐惧。
In Samuel chapter 17, verse 3, and the Philistines stood on the mountain and on the one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side with a valley between them.
撒母耳记上的17章第3节说，腓力士人站在这边山上，以色列人站在那边的山上，当中有谷。
So the Philistines were the arch enemies of Israel.
当时的腓力士人是以色列人他们的仇敌。
And they've been fighting for some time.
他们在过去很多年都一直在征战。
And so the two armies were facing each other, one on one mountain, the other one on the other mountain, in between was a valley.
所以这两军的军队呢，他们一边站在山这边，一个站在山那边，互相相对。
And Israel was threatened by this army every single day, and as a nation, they could not move on.
以色列人每天都面对了腓力士人他们的恐吓，他们因为惧怕不得前行。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because over the on the other side of the Philistines stood a 9-foot-tall giant.
因为在腓力士人他们摆阵站的那边有一个很高的巨人在他们前面。
And verse 4 says, and there came out from the camp of the Philistines a champion named Goliath of Gath.Whose height was 6 cubits and a span.
这里第四节讲说，从腓力士营中出来一个讨战的人，名叫歌利亚，是加特人，身高6'0"
So the problem for Israel is quite simple.
那么以色列人他们面对的这个问题呢，很简单。
They were stuck on the other side of the mountain.
他们呢就是被困在山的这一边了。
They can't cross over.
他们不能跨过那个山谷。
Because there was a giant.
因为在他们面前有一个巨人。
And what does this giant do?
这个巨人他做了什么呢？
In verse 24, all the men, not just some of the men, all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were much afraid.
这里二十四节就讲了说，以色列的众人，他们全部人看见那人就逃跑，极其的害怕。
The problem was fear.
他们的问题是恐惧、惧怕。
Fear of the giant.
他们对于那个巨人的恐惧。
Because when you see a 9-foot-tall giant with great big spears and great big armor, you know you can't defeat the enemy.
但你眼前面对的这个巨人是极高的巨人，极强壮，拿着武器在你面前，你觉得你不可能胜过这个巨人。
And so the natural reaction for anyone is to freeze in fear.
所以对于平常人他们的一个自然反应就是会惧怕到很激
烈。You see, this is a picture of all, I believe every person that lives on the earth faces fear.
我相信这个图片是我们在地上存活的每一个人都会面对一个问题，就是恐惧。
Some people are more afraid of others.
可能有些人比另外一些人更加的害怕一些事情。
No matter how tough we are,We will be afraid of something.
不管我们觉得自己多么的强大，我们都有自己很害怕的一些东西。
In other words, there will be always will be a giant or giants in our lives.
所以在换言之，在我们的生命当中，总是有个巨人，或者有诸多的巨人在我们里面。
And the answer is to shift that giant. If you don't, the giant will always intimidate you, will block you from advancing in your life.
所以那答案就是，如果我们要继续的往前前进，我们必须要胜过这个巨人。
And so there are things in our lives that causes us to be on the standstill.
所以在我们生命中有些东西在阻止我们前进，让我们止步不前。
We can't go ahead.
我们不能向前突破。
Because it is in front of us is a fear.
因为在我们前面有一个恐惧。
It could be a person.
可能这个恐惧源于一个人。
It could be something that happened in the past.
也可能是在过往的一些经历带来的恐惧。
It could be anything that causes that fear.
可能是任何事情带来的任何这个恐惧。
And that fear is so great, it's Goliath. You cannot shift it.
这个恐惧极其的巨大，就好像这个我们面前这个哥利亚这个巨人一样，好像让你无法移开。
And that is why a lot of our Christian life, we are stuck.
这就是为什么很多我们基督徒的我们的生命我们觉得静止不前。
You know, when we first became a Christian, we advanced very quickly in our Christian life, and then suddenly it comes to a standstill.
可能当我们刚刚信主的时候，觉得我们属灵的生命成长得很快，但是到某个阶段的时候，我们就好像很难突破。
Because the devil knows he needs to stop you.
因为仇敌知道他要拦止我们。
So what does he do?
他做什么呢？
Bring a Goliath.
就是把这个哥利亚带到我们生命当中来。
To stand in front of you.
来站立在我们面前。
An event, a person.
用一个人或用一件事情。
Something that you want to run away from.
可能你很久以来你想逃避的一些事情。
No matter how much you pray, nothing happens.
不管你多么多怎么祷告，好像这个事情都没有改变。
You've been to every conference, you've got your head is laid hands on from every famous preacher, but the Goliath does not go.
可能你去参加过很多营会，有很多那些有恩膏的人为你祷告，但是还是都没有改变，这个巨人还是在你面前。
You spend a lot of time listening to the YouTube, read a lot of books, but the giant is still there.
可能你在 YouTube 上面听了很多那些讲道，你也读了很多书，但是这个情况都没有得到改观。
Because knowledge does not scare the devil.
因为我们的认知知识并不能让这个仇敌离开。
A few books does not scare the enemy.
我读的几本书不能来改变这个现状。
A few laying of hands does not drive the enemy away.
可能不是你被人按手祷告，并不能让这个仇敌离开。
You see, we are like the army of Israel. They were seeking for an answer, somebody to take on Goliath.
他们以色列的军队当那些众人当中，他们也在寻找有些人可以走到前面去击败这个巨人。
They had some of the mightiest soldiers in Israel.
在以色列当中有很多的勇士。
Yet not one of them were brave enough to take on Goliath.
但是当时那众多的勇士当中，却没有一个人够胆量走去击败哥利亚。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Even the mightiest soldier was afraid.
因为当时那些大勇士、有能的勇士，他们都极其的害怕。
So fear is our enemy.
所以惧怕、恐惧是我们很大的仇敌。
It's intimidating us.
每天都在恐吓我们。
It is the very thing that's stopping you from moving on in your life.
是一个很极大的一个问因素来阻止我们向前。
We all know in our minds now what that is.
可能在我们的一年当中，我们都知道我们生命中这个哥利亚是谁，是什么。
Every time when we think about it,
每次我们想起来的时候
，we are afraid.
我们都有这个很害怕的感觉。
We shake on the inside.
可能我们里面都在颤抖。
We pray, and then our tongues become.
可能害怕到开始讲
方言。Fearful tongues.
可能就已经控制不住在里面讲方言，但是这个是很极其害怕的那种。
And the shaking of the Holy Spirit becomes a fearful shake.
所以看到你在里面震动，不是圣灵触动的震动，而是那种很害怕的震动。
And all the time we're looking for the answers.
可能每一次我们在寻求答案的时候
，We begin to lose faith in God because God is not answering our prayer because He's not taking the giant away.
然后我们觉得好像神没有垂听祷告，因为神没有把我们面前的这个巨人拿走，我们的信心也受挫败。
Oh Lord, I've been faithful, but why is the problem still there?
说神呐，我都真的是很信实的来服侍你，为什么我的问题还是在这里呢
？We read the Bible, we go to Bible study, we read and study and study and study, but the giant is still there.
你说我们也读圣经呢，我们也参加查经班，我们也学习你的话语，为什么这个巨人还是在那边呢
？You see, What the Bible says is absolutely the truth.
圣经讲的就是真理。
The only reason why we lose faith in God is when we don't see things happen.
很多时候我们对神失去信心是因为我们没有见到这个事情发生。
It's because we don't do 100% of what the Bible recommends.
很多时候是因为我们没有百分之百按照圣经所说的来执
行。We are very selective in what we do.
我们对我们所做的是有选择性的去做。
Because if you select only what you want to do and don't do all the things that the Holy Spirit wants you to do, you will not have the results.
因为那个真这个事实就是，如果我们只是有选择的做我们自己想做的，而不是完全顺从圣灵的带领，百分之百这样做，那么就得不到预期效果。
The Bible recommends us to travel down a particular road.
如果圣经说我们要去到那个某条路上
，The road has road signs.
那么这个路上嘛有很多路标
，Speed road signs.Speed road sign.
有那种限速的那个路标。
It has rules.
有路上有规则。
It has a particular direction.
有一个特定的方向要你行走。
No matter who you are, as long as you drive down that road, you have to abide by the rules.
所以不管你是谁，只要你行驶在这路上，你必须要遵守这条路上的交通规则。
So if we want to get rid of Goliath, you have to abide by the rules of the Bible.
所以你要处理到你生命中的这个哥利亚巨人，你必须要按照圣经的原则去做。
You can't stop your car and pray and pray and pray, and then suddenly you're on the other side.
你不好像你开车，你不可能说我不发动不发动那个启动那个车，我就祷告，那个车就去到另外一边。
Neither can you travel too fast because you break the speed limits.
或者说你我不管我超速行驶。
Traveling down a particular road has its own rules.
我们走在一条路上有他自己的路规则。
So to remove the giant in front of you has rules.
所以我们要拿着我们面前的巨人也有一个原则要去遵守。
And if you do that, then you will see God's promise being fulfilled.
如果我们完全遵行再去行的话，我们就可以看到神的应许实现。
You will see that the Bible actually works.
然后我们会亲眼见证圣经是行得通的。
It's just like some disciples came to Jesus when they could not cast out a demon. And Jesus said to him, Oh, you of little faith, how long do I have to talk, you know, put up with you guys?
就好像耶稣的门徒来到耶稣面前说，我们为什么不能像你一样赶滚呢？耶稣说，你那小信的人，我与你们同在还有多久呢？
And then to save face.
然后让他挽回他们的脸面。
When all the crowds are gone.
所以当那众人离开之后。
They go, hey, Jesus.
然后他们那些门徒来找耶稣说
Master,
说哦主人啊告诉我们
How come we couldn't cast out the demon?
为什么我们不能像你一样赶鬼呢
We are your disciples
我们是你的门徒
Amen We go to SEC
我们去救恩会
You know And then Jesus said Because of your faith
然后耶稣说是因为你们的小信
That was one condition
这是个条件
One speed sign One sign
有一个标记号
Secondly,
第二个呢
it was these come out by prayer and fasting.
然后说要赶出这样鬼要靠着禁食和祷告才可以行得到。
In other words, some demons will be cast out by faith.
就是换言之有些魔鬼是要靠信心就可以赶出来。
But other demons requires faith and prayer and fasting.
所以就是有些邪灵是要靠信心加上禁食祷告才敢
So therefore, if you love your food,
所以换言之如果我们对食物很喜欢吃的话
and you don't fast and pray,
如果没有花时间去禁食祷告的话
some demons cannot be cast out.
那么就是说有些邪灵是赶不出去的
So therefore, don't blame God, blame yourself that you didn't follow the word of God.
所以呢，不要去怪罪神，而是怪我们自己没有百分之百的遵行圣经。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
大家明白吗
？You can't pick and choose. You have to follow what exactly what Jesus said, what the Word of God says.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不能有选择性的遵行，而要百分之百的遵行神的话语、耶稣的教导。
Because if you follow what the Word of God says, God will act.
因为我们按照神的话语来行事，那神一定会有实现的。
So in front of us is a giant.
所以在我们面前是一个巨人。
See, out of all of those people, there was a man called David.
在以色列众人当中，这里有个小男孩叫大卫。
He saw things differently.
他跟其他人他的眼光都
是不同的。They all believe in Jehovah, but David believed in Jehovah differently from the rest of the Israel.
以色列的众人他们都相信耶和华神，但是大卫对神的认知是与众人是不同的。
He understood God differently.
他对神的认知是不同的。
He understood how God removed giants.
他知道神如何来击败这些巨人。
The rest of the army could not understand the truth that he knew.
其他的众人都不知道大卫所拥有的这个真认知。
Verse 32. And David said to Saul,Let no man's heart fall because of him. Your servant will fight with this Philistine.
这里32节，大卫对扫罗说：“人都不必因那非利士人胆怯，你的仆人要去与那非利士人战斗。”
Somehow, David was not afraid.
不知道为什么大卫呢，就是不惧怕这个巨惧怕这个巨人。
Does that mean when he stands in front of Goliath, he's not trembling? Of course he is.
是不是说他站在那个巨人面前他就不会去颤抖吗？其实他
可能也会。 Because it's natural. It's natural. You say, wow, look at his 9 feet. You go, whoa.
因为看到如果站在巨人面前人的自然的生理反应都会有好像很颤抖的感觉。
It doesn't mean that David was some kind of supernatural man that walks in there all peaceful. No. But he was tiny.
并不说大卫当时他是好像有超自然能力的人哈，其实他就是一个普通的小男孩，当时少年人。
Not being afraid doesn't mean you don't have fear.
不惧怕并不代表说你里面没有恐惧。
What it means, I am not controlled by fear.
是说你不被这个恐惧所控制。
I am not influenced by fear.
我们不会被这个恐惧所操控。
I won't let fear get in my way.
我不会让这个惧怕来阻止我要做的事情。
Amen.
Amen.
Fear will always come when you are, because it's natural to us, because we want to survive.
这是我们作为人的一个自然的反应，很正常有这种惧怕的感知，感受。
Fear is just like pain, it comes to you.
就这个恐惧就好像一种疼痛，我们会感受得到的。
It is what you do with that fear.
但是我们如何来面对处理这种恐惧呢？
David is basically saying, he said, let no man's heart fall. I won't let my heart fall.
他说不要任何人，他说任何人不要因为这个惧怕而心胆怯。
I won't collapse.
他说我不会跌倒，我不会崩溃。
I won't get frozen by fear.
我不会因为这个惧怕整个人都僵硬。
I'm not going to be intimidated by fear.
我不会被这个惧怕受到这种威胁。
Next time when you fear in your heart, what are you going to do with that fear? Obey it?Or challenge it.
所以下一次当我们心里面受到这个惧怕的挑战的时候，我们的反应是什么呢？我们就顺从接受呢，还是要去挑战这个恐惧？
Is he a sportsman when under a lot of pressure, he still has to perform, and he practice and practice and practice until he controls the pressure, the stress that's over him.
所以当我们面对恐惧的时候，我们的态度是不断的去操练，直到我们可以胜过控制这种感知。
Amen. So what happened to David? Why is he different?
所以这里大卫王为什么跟众人不同呢？
Is he so, in verse 33, say to David, You are not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, but has been a man of war from his youth.
这里扫罗对大卫说，你不能去与那非利士人战斗，因为你年纪太轻，他自幼就做了战士。
Here is the king, and even he is trying to discourage you.
所以你看，扫罗面对大卫的时候，他都尝试呢去劝他不要去这样做。
In Cantonese, it's this: 谁跟我来？
广东话说啊，你死定了，你不要想了。
Amen. In other words, you got no chance. Look at you. You are a little kid. You got no experience, and yet this giant has much experience. In other words, both experience.And physically, you're gonna lose.
所以扫罗这样说，看现状，你这么年幼又这么小，没有任何作战经验，而你面对的这个巨人，身体各方面比你强壮，而且作战经验很丰富。
When fear is in your heart, you don't want to let it control you. But the devil say, you are young, inexperienced.
所以当那个惧怕在我们里面的时候，那么仇敌想用这样惧怕的告诉我们啊，你年纪太轻呢，你有没有经验呢，你肯定不可能胜过的啦。
And then the other Christians will come. No, you shouldn't do it. You're too young.
就好像其他你身边的基督徒也好尝试安慰你说啊，年纪太轻了，你不应该这样做。
Even the people on the same side as you is discouraging you.
就算跟你站同一边的人都尝试来劝退你。
But why is it that David is not listening to his fear?
但为什么大卫呢？他不会去听取他心中这个
恐惧。What is it that he knew?
是他所知道什么东西让他这么不同呢？
Verse 36, your servant has struck down both lions and bears.And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, and he, for he defied the armies of the Lord.
这里三十六节讲，你仆人曾打死狮子和熊，这未受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队骂阵，也必像狮子和熊一般。
What David is saying is this: This is not the first time I face giants. I face worse.I face lions and bears. They are much stronger and more ferocious than Goliath.
所以大卫这里说，他说我不是第一次面对巨人了。他说我平时所面对的狮子和熊，比这个巨人更加的凶猛，更加的激烈。
In other words, God has prepared you to overcome the giant. Do you realize that?
所以换言之，神其实在我们生命中已经在预备我们要去面对这些要出现的巨人。
Look back at your history.
看看我们之前历史。
Look into your experience.
看我们过往的经历。
Did God ever fail you?
神曾经让你失望吗？
And that's what David is recalling.
这就是大卫他思想他之前发生的事情。
This is not the first time you faced a giant. This is not the first time you faced fear. It has happened before.
不是你第一次面对巨人，也不是第一次面对恐惧，因为相似的经历之前发生过。
In other words, God prepares you for it.
换言之，神已经在用过往的经历当中来预备我们。
God has been busy in our lives preparing us.
神在我们生命中很忙碌，用各样的事情来预备我们每个人。
What is He preparing you for?
他在预备你为了什么东西呢？
So that in your life you slaughter one giant after another giant after another giant, and that is how you progress in your Christian life.
所以在我们的生命当中，我们要一个一个的巨人全部的击倒，我们要勇往直前。
Because that's the only way to go forward.
因为这是我们要前进的唯一的方法。
The giant is a door for your future.
因为通过了这个巨人是我们通往前方的一个道路，一个门。
Notice he says uncircumcised Philistine.
他这里大卫称那些未受割礼的非利士人。
What he's saying, how dare this person without a covenant with God dare to challenge a nation that is under covenant?
他说这些未受割礼的就是与神没有盟约的这些人竟敢向与神有盟约的这些以色列族民宣战呢？
How dare the devil challenge you and me when we are washed by the blood of Jesus, when we are under the covenant of Christ?
当我们知道是仇敌如何敢向我们这些守神的宝血的盟约的人，我们被耶稣基督宝血所洁净的这些族类宣战呢？
You see, David recognizes that he is under covenant.
大卫知道他是在神的盟约之下的。
When you under covenant, God is on your side.
但我们知道我们在神的盟约之上，神是站在我们这一边的。
We are not alone.
我们不是独自去面对的。
The only reason why God comes to help you, not because you're good, but because you're under covenant.
所以神为什么要来帮助我们，并不是我们有多好，而是因为我们在神的盟约之下。
We must understand this truth.
我们必须要明白这个真理。
You have a covenant with God.
我们与神有一个盟约。
And His covenant is to protect you.
但这个盟约就是他必须要来保护我们。
Is to defeat the enemy.
他必须要帮助我们来击败我们的仇敌。
But he can't remove the enemy.
但是他只是这样，他还不能帮我们。
He wants you to remove the enemy.
但是神不能帮助代替我们去拿走这个巨人，要我们自己去这样做。
When the Israelites went into the promised land, it wasn't just came on the silver plate; they have to possess it.
所以当以色列人他们进入迦南之地的时候，他们并不是就好好的摆在他们面前，他们必须要去征战来占取占领这地。
We didn't just get saved, we have to ask to be saved.
所以我们并不是坐在那边什么都不做就得救，我们必须要靠信心来领受这个救恩。
Everything is done by faith.
所有的一切都是凭信心而行。
No faith, no talk.
没有信心，什么都不用谈。
Faith is our currency.
所以信心是天国的 货币
to make things happen.
是让我们在属灵的世界当中事情发生。
In front of us is a giant.
在我们面前有个巨人。
Our hearts are trembling.
是我们的心里面啊，其实心里怕得要死。
But the thing is, I'm not going to respond to that fear.
但是关键是我们不要去回应这样一个惧怕。
I'm going to hold on to my covenant with God.
我们必须要紧紧抓住我们与神的盟约。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to hold on to the covenant of God.
我们要紧紧抓住我们与神的约定。
I'm not going to allow that fear to control me.
我不允许这个恐惧来控制我。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then in verse 37, David said, "The Lord delivered me from the paw of the lion, and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, the Lord is with you."
三十七节，大卫又说：“耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。”所以扫罗对大卫说：“你可以去吧，耶和华必与你同在。”
The reason why I know it's going to work because my past history tells me God delivers me.
大卫为什么知道这一次行得通，是因为他过往的经验告诉他神拯救他。
I've been through worse things.
可能我以前经历过更糟的情况。
And if this situation is new, so what?
所以就算现在面临一个新的环境，又怎么样呢？
My God is bigger.
我的神是大乎超乎一切的。
It's easy to say in church.
可能我们在教会当中这样讲很容易。
Tomorrow when you wake up, Goliath say, "Hello, good morning."
明天早上起床以后，你面前的巨人跟你打招呼的时候。
Look at me, I'm just as ugly as before.
可能就是你觉得好像跟以前一样丑陋。
I'm going to eat you.
我要把你吞吃掉。
I'm going to destroy you.
我要毁灭你。
Amen? Is that what happened? Exactly that's what happened. So, verse 44. The Philistine said to David, "Come to me. And I will give your flesh to the birds of the air, to the beasts of the field."
44节，非利士人又对大卫说：“来吧，我将你的肉给空中的飞鸟、田野的走兽吃。”
It is one thing to say in church, "Hallelujah." The next is tomorrow when you show up at work, or you know the examination is coming.
所以在教会里面，我们
a week's time, whatever the giant is, the giant will not have shrunk.It would have grown.
所以虽然我们在教会里面我们可以就是大声地说我哈利路亚我们相信神会帮助我们但是可能当我们回到现实生活当中的时候好像这个巨人不但没有缩小反而变得更加膨胀了在我面前
Our fear will always be there.
我们的一个恐惧一直会在那边
And the giant wants to totally destroy you.
但是这个巨人想完全的毁灭你
Amen.It's tormenting you.
它会继续折磨你。
How long has it been tormenting us?
这个恐惧折磨我们有多久了呢？
You know, I can think of several things that I prayed for years.
我可以回想我曾经为有些事情祷告很长时间。
Things that I want to run away from.
有很多东西我想逃避的东西。
Fears that I don't want to face.
有些我很不想去面对的一些恐惧。
You know, we make decisions.Based on, I don't want to face that person. I don't want to face that company. I don't want to face that situation.
可能是我们做的决定取决于因为我们要去避免某些人避免某些事避免一些工作的环境。
And notice, the next time when you go to a new job, all it is, your boss just becomes from a man to a woman.
所以很多时候如果我们不去克服这样的困境的时候我们就算换了公司换了工作我们的上司只是
same attitude,
换汤不换药
same uglinessSame threats and same torment.
可能是只是换了一个样子，但是同样的遭遇，同样的折磨，同样的一个处境。
It's always in front of you.
总是我们所惧怕的东西还是在我面前。
Amen. Changing jobs, changing country, changing husband, changing wives doesn't change anything.
所以，就算你换工作也好，换国家也好，换妻子、换丈夫也好，其实你的问题的根源还是没有得到解决。
The person that needs changing is yourself.
就是你需要改变的反而是你自己
And the change that you need to make is I'm not going to allow that fear to control me
所以你需要改变的是你这个态度你说我不允许这个恐惧来控制我影响我
Once and for all I'm going to deal with it
就算这一次我都要处理掉这个恐惧。
Because I have a covenant with God.
因为我知道我与我的神有一个盟约。
Amen.
Amen.
Then David, verse 45, then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and with spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.
四十五节，大卫对非利士人说：“你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜剑，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂的带领以色列军队的神。”
First, David did not allow fear to control him.
第一，大卫没有允许这个恐惧来控制他。
Second, David knew what he would fight with.
第二，大卫知道他面对他所征战的对象是谁。
You see, he's not fighting his problem with money, with weapons, or anything, or his intellect.
所以他不知道他所征战的武器是什么，不是靠刀枪，不是靠那些物质的东西。
You see, we try to solve our problems, get rid of the fear by all kinds of means. If it's money, we dump money into it. If it's manipulating someone, we'll manipulate.
所以我们很多时候我们尝试用属世的方法来解决我们的恐惧，可能用金钱，可以用以下的操控的方法。
We hate it when we're not in control.
当我们觉得自己不再操控一些东西的时候，我们就很不喜欢。
Especially our tomorrow.
特别是我们的未来，很多未知的东西。
You see, unless we are like David, we have no future.
如果我们不像大卫一样，其实我们明天是怎么样都不可能。
Because the enemy...The devil will keep putting Goliaths in front of you.
因为仇敌会不断的在我们生命当中摆上不同的巨人。
And that's how ministry stop. That's how Christians stop progressing.
这就是为什么我们的施工停止，这停止前进，我们的生命停止成长。
All the time, the devil's asking you, "Do you trust God? Do you believe in His power? Do you believe in the covenant that you have with God, or is it just fake?"
所以很多时候仇敌的不断的质问你，来质让你质疑说，你相信神吗？你相信神的能力吗？你相信神给你的盟约吗？或者你相信的一切都是泡沫，都是虚幻。
Is it what the word of God says? Do you believe in the word of God?
你真的相信神的话语吗？神的话语真的是这样讲的吗？
Lots of intimidating words.
有很多来
Intimidating.
Threatening. 就是威胁恐吓你的话语。
Verse
48. 48节。
So here you got the giant.
所以我们面前这个巨人来了。
David has got fear in his heart.
其实大卫心里还是很害怕的。
Because he can see the size.
他看到那个巨人的那个。
He can see himself being
个体子
a youth and small.
然后当时他知道他跟那个巨人比，他是完全是不可以比较的。
The rest of the army is watching.
然后可能他背后的以色列军队都在看会发生什么事情。
How they're going to pick up the pieces?
他们会知道怎么他们来收拾那个残局。
Already thinking the funeral.
可能在想说哇，来为他怎么给他收拾了。
Saul said, "Too horrific to see."
扫罗说，哎，真的不惨不忍睹会。
You know, when you are fighting a giant, everything around you is negative.
所以当我们来击打这个巨人的时候，可能我们周围的所有人环境的反应都是很消极的。
Especially your mind.
特别是我们的意念。
Night after night, you're thinking about it.
可能日夜你都在思想这个事情。
And the problem becomes bigger and bigger.
那个问题会变得越来越大，越来越大。
Goliath is no longer 9 foot tall. Now he's 11 foot now.
所以这个巨人可能在你头脑当中不只是九轴高的，变成十一轴
高了。He's growing all the time.
因为在你头脑当中变得越来越大，越来
越大。So therefore, we have to do something.
所以我们在这个问题严重之前，必须要做一些
事情。And this is what David did.
所以我们看大卫做什么。
Verse 48, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet the Philistine.
四十八节，非利士人起身迎着大卫前来，大卫就急忙迎着非利士人往战场跑去。
The rest of the army ran the other way.
可能那些以色列军队就往反方向跑。
That's our tendency to run away from our problem.
这也是我们尝试的那种倾向，是 逃离避免我们的问题。
Avoid our fears, run away from our fears.
就是为了逃避我们的恐惧，逃避我们的问题。
When fear is running towards you.
当这个恐惧来袭击我们的时候。
Amen. Is it getting really near?
就扑面而来，迎面而来的时候。
I'm telling you, when fear catches up with you after years and years, it's not nice.
所以真的是在很多年，如果这个恐惧一直在影响着你、操控着你的时候，都感觉很糟糕。
You do what David do, you run towards that fear.
那我们像好像大卫这样的迎面，我们迎急忙迎面而去。
Hallelujah, do you get me?
大家明白我说什么吗
？You run to the fear, don't run away from the fear.
你跑向这个恐惧，不是往反方向跑啊。
Until it's too late for you.
直到这个事情变得。直到没得救
because you haven't got a choice.
因为我们没有其他的方法可以选择。
You throw the first punch first.
你们打出第一拳
then
先打出第一拳
then you're in trouble.
然后可能麻烦更大了。
So what's going to happen?
然后接下来会发生什么呢
You see, when you run towards your fear,
当你迎面去迎击你的那个恐惧的时候
that's when God shows up.
这就是神出击的时候了。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not, but there is a timing.
大家要掌握好那个时机。
God will lead you towards that fear.
神会带领我们走向迎面而解，迎刃而解。
That's why every fear you have to pray.
所以每当我们有遇到这种恐惧的时候，我们要祷告。
You pray and pray and pray.
我们不断的去祷告，寻求神。
And let God prepare you.
让神来预备我们的心
prepare you for the fight.
让预备我们来迎接这个征战
when the time comes,
当这个时机成熟的时候
run towards it.
让我们就跑向去冲过去
because God's going to defeat it.
因为神会帮助我们彻底的击败这个仇敌
and verse 49 says, and David put his hand on in his bag and took out a stone and slug it and struck the Philistine on his head, forehead. The stone sank in his forehead, and he fell on his face to the ground.
49节，大卫用手从囊中掏出一块石子来，用机弦甩去，打中非利士人的头。石子进入额头，他就扑倒，面伏于地。
But the most important verse is the next verse.
最重要的是下面接下来一节。
So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and struck the Philistine and killed him. There was no sword in the hand of David.
五十节讲，这样大卫用机弦甩石胜了那非利士人，打死他。大卫的手中却没有刀。
No sword.
他连刀都没有用。
David came against Goliath with the name of the Lord.
大卫奉着耶和华神的名来面对这个非利士巨人。
That stone is just an excuse.
那其实当时那个甩石只是一个工具道具而已。
Could have been anything. It could have been just a you know anything that David throws at and it will kill him.
其实当时大卫只可能用任何东西丢过去击打那个非利士人，他都会死掉的。
You see, destroying the Goliath in front of you has no method.
所以要击败你面前这个哥利亚，其实不管你用什么方法，你都能得胜。
God will destroy it, whichever way.
因为神会用各种方式，任何方式都可能击倒他。
It's not our job; it is His job.
因为不是我们的工作，而是神的工介入。
It is His covenant.
是我与神的盟约。
You know, every time when a giant falls in front of you,
每次当巨人在我们面前跌倒的时候
，this is how it feels.
这就是我们真实的感受。
Wow, it was that easy.
你说：“哇，原来这么容易就可以击败这个仇敌吗
？”I never knew it was that easy.
我从来没有想到，原来这么容易就可以打死这个巨人。
And then you go, why did I waste all the years of fear, sweat, distress, anxiety, worry?
所以你会说：“啊，我那么过去这么多年，我的焦虑、我的恐惧、我的害怕，哇，根本都不必要这样子。
”And that's how it is.
这就是真实这种光景。
With God, it's easy.
就是神的介入，一切会变得很简单。
I'm not saying we should be looking for fear.
我并不是说我们要去寻找恐惧。
But look at fear as a door of opportunity.
把这个惧怕看成是我们生命中往前突破的一个。
Some of our fears could actually be doors for our next stage of life.
很多时候，可能我们生命中某些惧怕是我们通往生命下一步的一个门。
Some fears we understand.
有些恐惧我们自己可以明白。
Like taking an exam.
比如说去考试，参加考试。
I remember I tremble, I fear.
我记得我当时读书的时候，我每次考试我自己也很紧张。
But you know, if I don't take the exam, I can't move on.
知道说如果我不去参加考试的话，那么我后面也不没有下文。
And so it is the same. If you don't destroy Goliath in front of you, your life doesn't move on, your ministry doesn't move on. Christianity for you won't work. You are stuck.
所以就是对你来说，如果我们不移走我们生命中这个哥利亚的话，这个巨人的话，我们的施工会阻止，我们的属灵的生命会成阻止成长。
And let me give you an example in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 8 to 9.
让我们在哥林多前书。
It says here, Paul is finishing the letter, and he says these words.But I stay in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a wide door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many adversaries.
哥林多前书十六章八到九节，这里保罗说：“但我仍旧要住在以弗所，只等到五旬节，因为有宽大又有功效的门为我开了，并且反对的人也多。”
Did you see that?
大家有没
有看到？ Paul saw.There are many enemies in that particular location, that territory. Instead of running away from it, he saw this as a wide door.
所以保罗看到在那个地方，在那个区域，那个地界当中，有很多反对的人。
Why does it call wide door? Because there are many adversaries.
为什么他说这有一扇又宽又大的门呢？是因为当时反对的人很多。
No pain, no gain.
没有付上代价就没有收获。
You understand, brothers and sisters? You see, the giant, the thing that really threatened Paul, he sees that as a door.
所以就是那个让保罗会惧怕的那个，他把它视成一种机会、机遇。
There are many doors waiting for us to open.
在我们生命中有很多扇门等着我们去开启。
God wants us to prepare ourselves.
神让我们积极的来预备我们自己。
Slaughter some bears, slaughter some lions. Get training.
让我们在生活的经历中杀死那狮子也好，熊也好，让成为我们那种经历来预备我们。
Get your prayers going. Get your relationship with God going. Know your Bible.
让我们真的帮助我们不断的祷告，不断的去认识神，知道神的话语。
Because you will need it on the day when you slaughter that fear.
因为当我们有一天真正要去击败那个巨人的时候，我们需要这些东西。
You see, Jesus, he himself faced a horrendous time.
连耶稣他自己都有面对这种。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, he was so fighting within himself that the Bible says that drops of blood came down his forehead because he knew he would be tortured. He knew he had to be crucified.
就连主耶稣自己在客西马尼园，他都面对这样一个光景。他说他当时汗流如血滴在地上，他知道他将要面对的那种逼迫、那种痛苦和钉十字架的痛苦。
When was the last time you and me struggled so much that we sweat blood?
有多少有什么时候你我会遇到这么大的一个挣扎，你痛苦到要汗滴如血呢
？You see, Jesus struggled.
耶稣他自己都有面对这样一个挣扎的时候。
He didn't really want to do it.
他可能自己他凭他肉身他不想去经历这些。
If it was possible, he didn't want to go through all of that.
他说如果可能的话，他都不想经过这一切的经历。
In other words, lastly, I say to you is that God is preparing you.
所以就是这，其实神在预备我们每一个人。
Preparing you to slaughter the enemy.
预备我们要去击杀我们将要面对的那个巨人。
We are undergoing training.
我们现在正在接受培训。
Now and then we kill a bear. Now and then we kill a lion.
我们现在随时杀一个狮子，杀一个熊。
The day of Goliath will come.
当那个哥利亚来到了那天。
Where you have to face the day now.
当我们要迎面去面对的时候。
This is what you do.
这是我们要做的。
And this is what I have learned to do.
这是我自己学会要做的。
Do you want to know?
大家想知道吗
？Lord.
主啊,
is it possible for me not to go through it?
主啊, 有没有可能让我避免经历这一切呢?
However, not your will, not my will, but your will be done.
但是主啊，不是我的旨意，愿你的旨意成就。
In other words, follow Jesus' example.
换言之，我们要跟随耶稣的样式。
And the final verse is in Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even unto death. Remain here and watch with me." And then verse 39. Just read this verse. And going a little farther, he fell on his face and saying, "My Father, if it was possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but your will."
这里马太福音的二十六章三十九节，三十九节下一节，谢谢。
下一节，
他就稍往前走，伏伏在地，祷告说：“我父啊。”倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只是照你的意思。
So here's a very good tip.
这是一个很好的一个
秘诀。Before you run towards your fear,
在我们要真的去迎面我们这个惧怕的时候，
check with God one more time.
让我们再一次跟神确定。
In your prayer,
在我们祷告当中，
God, is there any other choice?
神啊，是不是真的别无选择的呢？
Do I have to confront this fear?
我是不是必须要迎面去 面对这个仇敌呢？惧怕呢？
Is there another way?
有没有其他的可能性呢？
And if it is,
如果有的话，
Hallelujah!
那么感谢你， Hallelujah!
I don't have to face it.
那么我就不需要去。
But if the Lord say, no, you have to face it because it's good for you.
但是如果主说，no, 不，没有别无选择，你必须要站住，因为是为你，与你有益的。
Then you say, it is notMy will, but let your will be done.
然后你说，主啊，不要照我的意思，而要照你的意思。
Then get up.
然后我们就起身。
And run towards your fear.
然后我们就跑向我们的惧怕。
Amen. And defeat it.
然后来彻底的击败它。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
All of us have many fears.
我们每个人生命当中都有很多不同的惧怕。
I just pray that you prepare us.
主我祷告，愿你来预备我们。
To understand your principles.
让我们明白主你行事的原则。
Not to give in to our fears.
不是让我们向恐惧妥协。
But to hold on to your covenant.
而是紧紧抓住主你的盟约。
To not to be controlled by the fear.
让我们不要被这个惧怕所操控。
Prepare us, Lord.
主我求你积极的预备我们。
And if it's possible.
如果可行，倘若可行，你移走这个惧怕。
Or we don't have to deal with it.
可能我们不用去面对这样的事情。
But if it's your will,
主啊，如果是你的意愿
，for me to face up to that fear,
是你的心意让我要来面对这样的恐惧的时候。
Because you see that as an open door,
因为这是你为我开启的一扇门的话。
Then I surrender to your will.
主啊，愿我降服在你的旨意当中。
Brothers and sisters, right now, you just say that little prayer in your heart, Lord.This thing in me that I struggle with all this time.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们真的跟神祷告，说主啊，你知道这个事情在我生命当中，我挣扎了很多年。
Is it possible for you to take it away?
主啊，如果你这个杯这个东西可不可以拿走呢
？But Lord, if it's your will for me to go through this, then I am willing, Lord.
主啊，如果是你的意愿，让我真正的经历这个恐惧，那么主，我愿顺服。
So brothers and sisters, spend time in prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹，愿我们花时间来祷告中寻求神。
And just say to Lord, let your will be done.
然后我们来回应神说，神啊，愿主愿你的旨意成就。
If it is your will for me to confront this, then I just pray in Jesus' mighty name, give me the faith in Jesus' name.
主啊，如果是你的旨心意，让我要去克服这个恐惧，主啊，祷告奉耶稣基督的名，你赐给我这样的信心。
And let me taste victory.
主啊，让我亲眼见证得胜。
Let me see you in action, Lord.
主啊，真的在实际的行动当中来见证你。
For this battle do not belong to me, but belongs to you, Lord.
主啊，我们知道这个征战不属于我，而是属于你，耶和华神。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Hallelujah. Just pray that prayer.
让我们做这样的一个祷告 Hallelujah Thank you Lord
Hallelujah Just spend a few more moments.
让我们花一些时间。
You know the giant in front of you.
你知道在你面前的这个巨人。
Ask the Lord.
让我们来寻求神。
Is it possible, God, to remove that giant for me?
主啊，是否可能来从我生命中挪去这个巨人呢？
Or is it your will for me to confront him?
还是你的心意让我要来胜过这个巨人？
Lord, let your will be done.
主啊，不要按我的旨意。
You see, I really believe for some people, you are now ready for the battle to fight your Goliath.
我真的相信我们当中有些人已经预备好来征战你面前的这个巨人。
Hallelujah.The opportunity is in front of you.
这个机会就在你的面前。
It is a door.
这是神为你开启的一扇门。
For the next phase of your life.
来进入到你生命的下一阶段。
So as we worship the Lord,
让我们接下来敬拜的时候，
to surrender that issue with, to God.
让我们把生命中这个问题放在神面前。
As you worship,
当我们敬拜他的时候，
say, Lord, let your will be done.
主啊，愿你的旨意成就。
Surrender to you.
我们完全的降服。
If you want me to confront you, prepare me, Lord.
主啊，你要让我去迎面这个仇敌的时候，
Jesus name,
你来预备我。
Let's all stand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As we worship Him, remember to say that. Remember to pray that. When you go home, pray that.
记得我们回家的时候也做这样的祷告。
Like Jesus, Lord, is it your will?
主啊，这是你的旨意吗？
If it's your will, Lord, I'm going to face up to my fears.
主，如果是你的旨意，我会去面击。
I'm going to run towards it and slay it. I'm going to slaughter it.
主啊，我要跑向我的惧怕，来靠着神来击溃它。
In Jesus' name,
Amen.
Let's all worship Him.
奉耶稣名。
I love you, Lord. Forgive those who sin against us.
主，我们真的是原谅那些冒犯我们的人。
Father, no matter how hard it is, oh God, we decide today.
主，今天不管多么的艰难，主，我们今天做这个决定。
That we forgive.
主，我们去原谅。
You know, forgiveness can slaughter giants.
很多时候，我们的这饶恕会击败我们的仇敌。
I really believe today, some people, if you truly forgive.
我真的感觉我们当中有些人你需要真正的去饶恕和原谅。
The Goliath in front of you will die.
主，我救救你面前这个哥利亚巨人。
So Lord, I forgive.
让我们回应主，主，我们原谅。
With all my heart.
主，我全心真诚的原谅。
Even if my enemy does not know that.
尽管好像我的仇敌并不知道这件事情。
You know that, Lord.
主，你都知道。
So I forgive.
主，我原谅。
Fill my heart, Lord, with love.
主，让我的心中充满爱。
With mercy.
充满怜悯。
With mercy.
主啊，让我有怜悯的心。
Oh God, break this hardness of my heart. Break down this stubbornness of my heart.
主啊，把我心中的刚硬拿走。
Give me a new heart, Lord.
主啊，给我把这个实心拿走，给我一个
肉心。I don't like the way I feel. I don't like the way my heart thinks.
我不喜欢我现在这种感知，我不喜欢我的心有这种做出这种反应。
Give me a new heart.
主啊，给我一个新的心。
A heart of compassion.
给我有一个充满怜悯的心。
A heart of love.
充满爱的心。
A heart of forgiveness.
有可以一个饶恕和原谅的心。
Oh yes, Lord.
感谢主。
Help us, Lord.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
See, already you feel that peace coming, but there's I really sense somebody here today. Your heart is very tight. There's pain in there.
我感觉我们当中有些人，你的心好像揪紧了，很痛的感觉。
Something that's so strong that you can feel it physically.
有个东西好像如此沉重，你都可以感受到这种痛。
This is your battle.
这就是你要面对的这个征战。
With the Lord.This is the battle that you have. That Lord is with you.
要知道，在这个征战当中，主与你同在。
You can do it.
你可以做到。
It begins with a decision.
让我们今天做这样的决定。
Run to it.
让我们迎面跑向我们的这个惧怕。
So that you have to deal with it.
所以你必须要去面对，必须处理这件事。
And it starts off with a decision.
我们这一切都源于一个决定。
I forgive.
我要原谅。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, I forgive.
主啊，我要原谅。
Jesus, you are merciful to me.
主，因为你恩典，你怜悯我。
So I also will show mercy.
所以主啊，让我也有怀着怜悯之心。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, I just pray, Lord, let families be healed in our church.
主，让我们教会当中的每个家庭也得医治。
Let our futures be restored.
让我们的将来 得修复。
Whatever the enemy has stolen from us,
不管仇敌从我们的家庭当中所偷取的
，that which he has destroyed and killed, 或者
知道仇敌来杀戮毁坏
，I ask for full restoration.
但主，你会带来完全的一个修复。
For time that has been lost,
主要我们所失去的这些光阴
，for emotions that have been lost,
那些所失去的情感的伤害
For a ministry that I have lost.
所以或者我们所错失神你给我们的事工。
I ask for restoration sevenfold.
主啊，我讲超过七倍的，你要来
In the name of
来赔偿给我们，
Jesus,
来修复给我们，复原给我们。
Today I declare myself.
奉耶稣的名，我们宣告
that I am free.
主，我们宣告我们得释放。
I declare my giant is dead.
主，宣告我们生命中这个巨人已经死去。
Defeated.
已经被击败。
In the name of the Lord,
奉耶稣基督的名
I set myself free.
主啊，我们来释放我们。
I am free indeed.
主啊，我们完全的得自由。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名。
Hallelujah.
奉耶稣的名。
Let's sing this once more before we close. I love you.
我们再唱一次敬拜。
I love you, Lord.
我要 mercy never fail.
And bless every family.
主，你祝福我们每一个家庭。
And set us free from every bondage.
主，把我们一切的捆绑当中来释放我们。
Father, bless every person here.
主，祝福我们每一个弟兄姊妹们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
If you need prayer, come forward. Otherwise, join us for tea and coffee, please. Thank you.
如果大家需要祷告，请来到前面。然后或者在后面享用一些茶水，先祝福大家。
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不知缺乏。